He said no, you need to go down. He said no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this how we frown. He said no, you need to go down. He said no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this how we frown.
Hey, 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 this is Melissa, the Swedish Bunny. Welcome to Bunny and the Brawn, Dating and Relating. Thank you so much for joining us. Tonight we're going to be talking about a couple of very hot topics in our age group. The reason why we're doing this is because Brawn and I are both very single and have been dating for a while and have come across our own little challenges. So we figured we might as well share. See what else is going on out there with the rest of you single people. Just a little bit of history on me. My name is Melissa, the Swedish Bunny, and I am a speaker and coach for women and the empowerment of women and self-confidence. And I actually met Jay Braun on an online dating site, and we have been friends since we met. So I'm very excited that we've been able to come up with a collaboration. I'm hoping that you'll be very entertained with some of the stories that we share tonight, as well as calling in and sharing some of your stories. It's a big city out here in Atlanta. If you're listening here, we especially would love to hear from some local people. I believe that we have some challenges here that are different than the rest of the country. Of course, we're going to have some breaks and listen to some music to keep things going through the evening. And Jay Braun, I want to introduce you.
Hey, 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 what's going on? It's your boy, Jay Braun, and I'm so excited to be on the first annual, the inaugural Bunny and the Braun show. Hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. This is our first of many. We're going to get, we're going to talk about dating and relating. It's just going to be an awesome show, and I was really, really happy that Bunny approached me to do the show. It was amazing that she would think of moi to do the show. It was awesome. I've been knowing her for about a year now, and like she said, we met online, of all things. We met online, and it's just been, you know, business, and we've just been really enjoying ourselves, and just really, I've really admired the fact that she is all about empowering women. That was something that really impressed me about her. And being I have a young woman of myself, my 13-year-old, it was really awesome to know that, you know, she's definitely all about empowering women and taking women to the next level. So she's a fellas, the fellas are listening. She's definitely got it going on. I don't know why in the world she's single, but that's a different story right there. But hey, we got a great show. We got a great things going on. And hey, for this inaugural, I just wait. It wouldn't be better. Hey, can we get a little crowd applause up in here? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I tell you, it's going to be an awesome show. So tell me, Bunny, I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun, getting all excited. I'm telling you, I got to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm Jay Braun. I'm a single brother in the ATL, ex-military, father of a 13-year-old daughter, and entrepreneur myself. I'm looking forward to great episodes with Bunny, and we're just going to do it. We're going to have a great time. We're going to inform. We're going to educate, and it's just going to be a great show. So, Bunny, tell me, what are we going to talk about on this awesome hour of the inaugural Bunny and the Blonde show?
Well, Brian, I say we start it off right and get right into these top dating sites. I think we should talk about the different sites that people use, the benefits and the cons of some of the top sites, and maybe talk about, like I've noticed with one particular site, there's a pretty common theme, and see if the two of us have similar experiences. So the first one I want to talk about is something that I learned since I've been here in VA, and it is Tinder. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the Tinder app. It's not available on the web. It is only a phone application, and I'll just say that the experience has been very interesting. You know, they call it a hookup app. I'm going to say it works, and just for that, as a hookup app, I haven't really met anybody I've befriended or had long conversations with. But I would say that this is a popular application. Ron, have you learned about Tinder?
Bunny, I need to know right now, you know, why are you even on Tinder? Come on now. You're a successful, educated woman. What are you doing on Tinder? Why did you choose an online dating site as opposed to just going out to the local bars and the nightclubs?
Okay, great question, and thank you for the flattery. Yeah, first of all, I am also a parent. I am a mother of a 13-year-old boy, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I run multiple facets of my company. So I don't have a lot of time to be out there and meeting people in a bar. So I kind of look at online as the kind of like the electronic version of a bar without the free drinks. And I had heard about Tinder from a friend. I checked it out. It's reminiscent of eBay, you know, I like that one, and you just swipe right or left, and all of a sudden you have a collection of pretty pictures. If the picture's pretty enough, you read the profile, and then if you match, you get to talk. Not to say I'm overly confident, but to be an attractive white girl around here, I tend to get a lot of matching, but the talking is pretty pathetic, what I get for messages, so I wouldn't recommend it. I'm going to say that gets a big roadblock sign. Anybody that's serious about meeting anybody, I would say avoid Tinder. That's really
Bunny,
not just the best way to go.
I want experiences. I know the fans out there want to know, why are you giving Tinder the roadblock? I'm just curious.
Well, there might be a story or three. It seemed that everybody that I met on Tinder had one thing to say, but then in person the whole story changed, and it went from, yes, I'm looking for the same thing, you know, I'm looking for a relationship, you know, you're a beautiful woman, you've got everything together, then you meet and have a little chemistry that first date, and all of a sudden, you know, they try to woo you real quick, want to lock you down real quick. Well, that's a red flag. You know, if somebody starts talking about being together that quickly, male or woman, you're going to think, why are you trying to lock me down? Oh, you want to get laid. So I'm really not all about that unless it's my idea. So, and that's really all I found on that app. I mean, I got to be straight with you. That's what people there are looking for. So I have tried other ones, though. So unless you have a story yourself about Tinder you'd like to share.
Oh, see, you gotta love Bunny. She is on this radio show, and she's not giving you that rough, rugged, and raw. She's giving you that real nice. We asked, and I know the callers want to know. And callers, please hit us up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. Bunny, we want examples. We want examples. Give us some of that dirt. What actually happened on Tinder that made you give it a roadblock?
All right. Well, most of us, you know, are grown, I would say. So I guess I can give you an example. So I did meet somebody on Tinder. And the mental chemistry was there real quick. I didn't realize that he could fake intelligence, but it happens. It happens. Those people are out there. Got together, had some wine. It's funny because this little escapade, I'll call it, ended up lasting about a month. But the further we got into it, the more it became, it switched over to a friends with benefits real quick. And it worked for me for the time being, but I realized that, I'm an analogy girl, I'm an analogy bunny, but I'll say that Tinder is like the shallow end of the swimming pool. And sometimes, you pick your feet up in the shallow end and you can kind of do the doggy paddle. You don't realize you're still in the shallow end. And I think that's kind of what happened there. It was fun, don't get me wrong, good looking guy, but no staying power. And I think ultimately by the end of it, neither one of us were really interested. So I'm sticking with my Tinder gets a roadblock. But I want to talk about another site. I want to talk about POF, Plenty of Fish. What you got, Brian?
Oh, well, when you're the big fish in the small pond, POF is not necessarily my cup of tea. First of all, let's just get rough, rugged, and raw here on the Bunny and the Bronze show. As you can tell, Bunny's the sweet, cuddly, she's like that cottontail bunny. And Bronze is a little rough around the edges, but don't worry, you'll get used to me. So POF, Plenty of Fish. It is, if she gives it the shallow end of the pool, if she gave Tinder the shallow end of the pool, I give POF the kiddie pool, okay? It's actually that pool that you buy from Walmart for your little babies, the little, like, $10 pool, the little blue pool that you buy. That's what I consider POF. Because, and understand, anybody who's been on an online dating site knows that it's the first thing is the actual pictures themselves. And you see this person, and then they attract you, and then you read their profile, and like Bunny said, just you sort of tune people off just on their profile. Everybody talks a good game, but when it comes down to actually meeting people and getting to know them, it's a whole different game there. And Bunny, I got to ask you real quick, have you ever been catfished?
I've been catfished. I have been catfished by POF. And, just to give Braun a little ups, he says he's a big fish in a pond. And I have to tell you, standing over 6 feet tall and big shoulders, ladies, if you're single, just let you know. So my catfish story, and this doesn't down POF all the way for me, by the way, but I think this is the typical story that happens. I will put this out there right away. I tend to date interracially. However, somebody had approached me on POF and looked Italian. I'm very attracted to that strong machismo type, yes, I'll kill him if he bothers you, baby, look. So he looked like a young monster. I'm like, this could work for me. So we meet. My gosh, I didn't even recognize this man sitting in the chair at Starbucks. I walked in. His pictures were clearly 10 years old. And he had been dressed in, like, really nice suits. And just, like I said, he had that mobster machismo just hot look about him. But I walk in and he's wearing jeans and almost like a pirate shirt with a suede vest on it with a wooden bracelet and a Cocopelli wooden necklace. And, like, he couldn't be more grounded, down to earth, salt of the earth looking. And anyone that knows me knows my heels are as high as my ego. Like, I don't do that. I'm the lip gloss girl. I don't leave home without it. So there's just not a match there. So I walked in, and I wasn't rude because I just don't think that's nice, and it was just coffee. Dang, and fellas, I'm going to tell you, this is something very nice. During the time that we had been talking, he was listening. I love to bake. I love to bake cookies, cupcakes, anything. I love to feed my man. So he got me a cookbook, how to make mug cakes. So when I was in a pinch and really needed something sweet to eat, and I just thought that was very sweet. So to this day, I still remember him. Dating again, I did not, but I remember him. So that is probably my biggest catfish story. It wasn't a complete waste of time, but you know, it could have been agitating very quickly. Glad it doesn't happen very often. Bron, do you have a catfish story?
Well, like I said, first of all, flattery gets you everything, Bunny. So thank you for that big fish flattery. I'm too dark to blush, but if I could, I'll be loving it. So, catfish story. Catfishing to me, I get catfish every time I'm fooled from that Beyonce-esque profile photo to an actual conversation, Bunny. So I'm fooled. I'm catfished all the time. They never make it past the telephone stage. And when they do, it's you know, you're wishing upon a star. Now, I don't necessarily have any catfish stories myself because I try to avoid it before we even get to that point. But I do have some friends that had some very, very good catfish stories. And it was, some epic catfish stories. So with about 4 minutes left, I'll give you one. And when we come back from the break, we'll start on another one. But one catfish story was epic. A friend of mine, I've been knowing her for 10 years. She went online, started talking to a guy. First, she saw the guy online. It was probably POF. Shout out to POF for all the catfishes out there. So she was talking to this guy for like 2 weeks. So and please understand, the POF, I mean, the online dating, it starts from online, of course, to the telephone. Then it goes to actual meeting. Now, just a public service announcement. When you start running into people that want to go from meeting you online to actual meeting you in person, that's probably a red flag there. But anyway, so she had been talking to this guy for like 2 weeks from online to on the phone. Actually, it was time to meet in person. His profile pictures were current, and she really didn't think there was anything wrong. She just noticed that he usually kept his profile picture. He always turned to the right. I guess that was his good side. Well, they decided to meet up at a Mexican restaurant down in Buckhead. She got there a little early. She's a foodie. So here's what happens. She's waiting. He pulls up, he's in the parking lot. He walks on in, and he was just like his profile from the right-hand side. The left-hand side, he neglected to tell her that he unfortunately had a stroke. And it's not funny, and I'm horrible. Please forgive me. But he had a stroke, and he neglected to tell her that. So for 2 weeks they've been talking and talking about, you know, characteristics, and you tell him that, and he's like, she's like, well, what happened? He's like, well, I didn't think it was a big deal. He's like, well, you saw all of me. Why couldn't I have seen all of you? But she's a foodie, so she was very nice and proceeded to have a nice dinner. But at the end of the day, at the end of the night, he tried to give her a call later, and she just basically said, I don't want to see you anymore. He was offended. But how could he be offended when you wasn't really honest and open? So that was a bad catfish story, and I'm telling you, brothers, don't do us a favor. Another public service announcement real quick. Don't give a profile picture that's older than Bunny, 4 or 5 years. No high school photos. Come on. No photos of your brother. No photos of your big brother, your cousin. Come on. Just be honest. Okay?
So, oh, Bron, I got one more thing, though.
Go right ahead.
Please, please, men, please, if you do not have your own car, let me know before we meet. Because the bus pass is not how I want to go to dinner, and I am not picking you up all the time. I met this boy. We went out twice. Third time I find out, yeah, this is my sister's truck. I was like, what? So just be honest from the front, because you can just paint it as a liar. If you're going to lie about something like that, what else are you going to lie about? So that's my little interjection there.
Bunny, there's so many. We're going to, before the end of the night, we're going to definitely do some online dating do's and don'ts. But we're going to actually, we're at our first commercial break. So, hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into some more of this online dating, as well as we have another topic to jump into as soon as we come back. So Stay tuned. This is the first annual Bunny and the Bronze show. Be right back.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk about a couple more of these online dating sites. Now, the next two we're going to talk about have some financial investment behind them. When I got on these sites, I figured I'm paying money, so it's going to be quality, right?
No.
The answer is no. But I can't, you know, as I'm still single a year later. But I want to tell you a little story about one of these sites because I think it'll really help you get to know me and my personality. Before I tell you this story, though, I do want to say I'm very intelligent. It's the common sense that's lacking. So I want to talk about a site called Black People Meet. One of my girlfriends found out that I date interracially, and she said, oh, why don't you get on Black People Meet? Can you guess what I might have said? Ron, can you guess what I might have said when she told me to get on Black People Meet?
Sign me up. Were you the first one online, or were you just like, I mean, did you run or race to the website?
Okay, so here's what I actually said. I said, but I'm not black. So there you have it. That's me. That's my common sense level in a nutshell. But then when I got on, I realized it really is. It's actually a really good site for interracial dating. I did meet some people there. I did find that by spending a little money, people do take it a little bit more seriously. I dated somebody for about a month and a half, almost 2 months off the site. Nice guy, but just too nice. I need flair. And unless you're dating somebody for a little bit, you don't really know if they have that extra edge. And I need a little edge. However, I also met another who's a friend of mine now and a business partner of mine. I do some social media for his business. So, you know, those sites that people pay, you have a little higher education level. You get a little higher income level because there's disposable income to be on these sites. And when they're taking it seriously, they understand that they have to take people to things like, I don't know, dinner. So BPM. Black People Meet, gets a thumbs up from Bunny. Don, have you ever used BPM?
Oh, God, that means I get to meet black people? I don't know. Let me think about that. Yeah, I'm only joking, of course. I've used Black People Meet. You find hopefully you're looking for me when I'm on there. You know, I'm looking for the articulate, educated woman of color. I can't really say that I was successful on Black People Meet. That's odd, right? Odd. But I thought it was interesting. And I thought, you know, you find a different decor of people. As you move up the online dating food chain, you run across a different caliber of people. And Bunny was right. When you're actually paying for a site, the caliber goes up. You know, you're going from Tinders and the Tinders and the Meet Me's and the Plenty of Fish and all of these other ones, the OK Cupids of the world, that are these free online dating sites, and you run across those type of caliber of people. But when you step your game up, so to speak, to the pay sites, you find a better caliber of people, or you hope you can. You hope you can find a better caliber of people. But for me, it just wasn't. It wasn't worth it for me at that time. But I would say the caliber was better. So I do give it a thumbs up because the caliber of women I was running across is far better than what you find off on Adult Friend Finder or something like that. So Bunny, you said you met. Two guys that wound up being friends, correct?
Yes, and I'm actually laughing over here that you said adult friend box. Oh, Ron.
I'm telling you.
Speaking of caliber, let's talk about the Cadillac of online dating sites, eHarmony. eHarmony, let's see, the 300 question, take 3 hours plus the next day to do your profile. We're going to match you with your perfect match. My Lord, you might even get married. I already told you, I'm pretty diverse in my dating situation. I'm also only 40. When I was on eHarmony, I was just about to turn 39. I don't date people that are 60. I don't date people that are 28. and eHarmony took my questionnaire and matched me with about every 55-year-old white male in Atlanta. Now, on nowhere on this site did it say, are you looking for a sugar daddy, someone to pay your bills, dinner 10 nights in a row before a kiss? None of this was said. I have no idea how these ended up being my matches. I was on for about 6 months, and I had to get off. I just taken it to a serious level for a minute. One of the things about online dating that frustrates me when they try to match you is they care about what kind of movies you like, what kind of books you want to read, what do you drive, that kind of stuff. And I don't think any of those things are pertinent when it comes to long-term relationship. You know, correct me if I'm not on the right path, but at 4 years old, I care where you want to live in 5 years. Where are you going? You know, you want to live in a skyscraper? You want to live in the suburbs? You want to live by the beach? You know, where do you see your kids going? Where do you see your career going? Because at 40, it's not about where we are right now. It's where we're going to be in 10 years. And if we don't see the same vision or similar vision that can be intertwined, I just don't see we need to date. Too, you know, if we don't see parenting similarly, there's really no need. So I think eHarmony, as much as they say that they're such a great place to be, they're really matching on the wrong things. And I don't think they're worth the money. They get a roadblock. What about you, bro?
Well, see, first of all, me, eHarmony, oh, no, that's not going to work already. I don't even, I can honestly say, Bunny, that I've never had the pleasure or the displeasure of being on eHarmony or those type of sites. Now, you know, I've dwelled in the bottom of the swellers, the tramp stamps of adult online dating, like Adult Friend Finder and Meet Me and all those others. But to say that I'm the eHarmonies and the Match.coms, oh, man. Wait, you just said there's like a 300-word essay you got to fill out? Are you really? Honestly? So you're trying to tell me the girl with the big butt, I can't contact her unless we have a match? I don't know. I don't know if I'm really interested in that. But it's like you mentioned, instead of being on eHarmony, they was trying to set you up with sugardaddy.com or something like that. So I don't know. And for the record, folks, family, there's actually a real site called sugardaddy.com. we might discuss that in a different show in a different time. But no, I can see that the 50-plus-year-old man who's established, who's been divorced now with his 4 kids, and now he wants to find him a young tender, and he would go on an eHarmony on Match.com, and that's unfortunate. But as far as myself, Bunny, nah, I've never had the pleasure of being on a Match or an eHarmony because I couldn't get past the questionnaires. That'd be just frustrating for me. So
yeah,
tell me.
It was long. It was a long process, so it made it extra frustrating when my answers ultimately didn't matter. They threw me in the pool of geriatric sharks. Anyway, I would say that those are probably the big four that I've seen here in the A. Obviously, we've got listeners that are going to be across the country that deal with different sites, but I'm ready, if y'all are ready, to move on to the dating process. How things have changed lately, I'm actually happy with. When I talk to somebody through, you know, chatting on an online site, and then we move to text, because yes, I will text you before I hear your voice on my phone. And if you make it to a phone call, I'm going to need more than one or two before I commit to giving you 2 to 3 hours of my oh-so-precious time. Because, like I said, I'm a mom and a business owner. And to take things away from those two things, or to take time away from those two things, it's a big decision to make. So I found in the past 6 months there's been this big shift from, girl, I'd love to take you to dinner, to, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Let's meet at Starbucks. It's like a coffee or tea. Do you really like me? Because I think women are, you know, more aware that, no, I don't want to invest 2 or 3 hours of my time on the first date. And men are aware, you know, I don't want to invest $100 on some female I might not want to see again. So I'm getting a big up to this new Starbucks. This Starbucks thing. I've actually gone to Starbucks and then we ended up going to dinner. But I've also been to Starbucks and did that, you know, that pat you give your creepy uncle when you hug him? You know, you give him a hug and then that, yeah, it was real nice. Tea again, not in the month of February. But Starbucks has become a great first date meet. Bron, what's it like out there for you as a guy? What are you finding? What are women expecting from you?
Well, I'm going to say for the record, Bunny wanted to hear my voice before she wanted to go to texting. And after she heard my voice, it was a wrap, but that's a different story. So I love the concept of the, not Netflix and chill, more like Starbucks and, you know, that coffee, tea, do you want to meet me concept. I love that. And you really get to converse with people and find out if they're really suitable for you on the next level. You can find out more in the first 5 to 10 minutes of actually conversing with someone than you would find hours of small talk and BS conversation over dinner. And I've heard the horrible stories about guys taking girls out to dinner. One person told me that this guy took her out to dinner at the Publix deli. Yes. The Publix Deli, a grocery store right here in Atlanta, and that was a dinner date. So you could have nipped that in the bud. I mean, really? Go, you know, guys, I'm telling you, another public service announcement. We got about 4 minutes left before the commercial break. And callers, please call us at 347-857-3969. But the public service announcement is, please step your game up. Get yourself together for a coffee and conversation. It doesn't cost a brother a lot to sit down and just talk and converse with someone. It's not going to hurt you. And if you want to go out to dinner, that's fine. But if you can't hold a conversation at Starbucks, what makes you think you're going to hold a conversation in a restaurant? So, but that's my thing. Bunny, so tell me, you've ran across some online dates, you've been on some dates, you've went to the coffee and chill. What criteria do you want? What are some of the things that you want? What are some of the things that you expect and require from your online date?
Question, because I actually have gotten to a point where I date with disqualification process. I have a 13-year-old that I know I need help raising from a man's side. So if I meet a man or I talk to a man and I hear things, or I see things that I wouldn't want my son to emulate, I won't meet, talk to, speak. It's halted right there, no matter how much attraction is there. Mental chemistry is a big deal for me. I'm an entrepreneur. I think fast. I always have new ideas. I need somebody that can spit it with me. I want somebody that's going to give me feedback, not be intimidated by a female that's always got something in the pan. But I'm gonna turn the heat up on this just a little bit, Bron. I think you're gonna be happy and a little shocked that I'm about to do this. But I wanna do a public service announcement to the men. So all this online dating, and you know, a lot of times guys are really looking for just one thing. Don't think you're the only one out there doing that right now. If all it takes is coffee and a date, and all of a sudden you're getting something you thought you really wanted, understand that could very well be that she's a woman that knows what she wants long term, and it's not you. But she needed something short term to squelch the fire. So I think that I've seen personally that women lately have taken on the mentality of it doesn't have to be a relationship. We can do the same thing y'all used to do, but I think you just don't expect it, so you get blindsided. And I had a conversation with a male friend of mine who said that his buddy, he got burned because, you know, they moved too quick. And when they moved that quick, her interest was gone because women have become like men. We're very much, you give us too much too soon, we don't want to figure the rest of you out. So, boys, you need to keep some of your stuff under wraps, too. So with that, I'm going to say, Bron, I think we're going to break.
Absolutely. We're going to head into break. And I just love how Bunny just teased us with that little thing about women being more assertive with their wants, needs, and desires. See, that brings up a whole new subject. We're going to have to do a show on that just because. But, hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to jump into a crazy subject on our last segment, being over 40 and not married. You know, we're going to really jump under that. Hey, we'll be right back. It's the Bunny and the Bron Show.
Come on, come on.
Hey, we're back. for the inaugural first edition of the Bunny and the Braun Show. I'm your co-host, Jay Braun, and for this last segment, Bunny is about to get rough, rugged, and raw and about to get knee-deep into the over 40, never married, and she told me, no kids phenomena. Bunny, take it away.
Okay, so if you are a grown man and you are in your 40s and you tell me, I've never been married, I don't know if I want kids, I don't have any kids, what do you think I'm thinking about? I mean, do I think that you put your career first? Do you think I'm thinking, oh, he's so responsible, he chose not to have children out of wedlock? The answer is no and no. I'm thinking, you're a commitment foe. What the hell is wrong with you? And I'm thinking, are you down low? Like, is this something I'm going to find out in like 5 years when Travis is visiting all the time? It's a red flag for me, and I know it's not fair, but I just think, how did you get to be in your 40s, copulating, I think that's the word, fornicating, your whole adult life and not even have one child, not find that one person worthy of marrying? Like, I really give a side eye to that situation, but it's even beyond that. When somebody says, I'm not, never been married, I have no children, I also think, fantastic, you're going to become a headache because I have a child. And until I'm married again, that child's my priority. So you're not going to understand when someone's sick or maybe when I need to put my child's event before something you want to do or I need to get home in time. I actually have a story. This fall was kind of dating somebody, and you didn't see our show, but I'm just going to tell you there's a zone where they're friends with benefits, but it's a little bit more, but you don't really know what's going to happen. It's one of those situations, and we're out, we're having dinner, and we're hanging out at the quintessential listening to R&B in the car after the date, because you know that's how we all do, because I can't see you again if you can't kiss, and I get the call. The guinea pig died. My child is crying. Boy, if you don't think I'm going to leave you in your car, you're out of your mind. But I got the whole speech. You need to toughen him up. That child's too soft. You need to be stern. You don't need to run home. Do you not have children? So there's a problem when you're a parent and you meet somebody that is not a parent. It's very difficult to think that they're truly going to understand where you're coming from. And I smell the headache from a mile away. Bron, have you had this situation? Or what's your thought process on this situation? Have you met women that are in their 40s, never been married, no children?
Oh. Bunny, let me tell you. I thought it was a phenomenon when you'd run across women who've never been married, over 40, and no kids. One particular situation, I ran across a woman. We started dating. And this is no joke, after about 30 days, she said, Jay, I want you to have my child. And I said, what? I know, Bunny. I was floored. I said, she said, I've only met two people that I actually want to have my child. I think you would be a great father. Oh, I see how you treat your daughter, da, da, da. And I was like, not only red flag, we're talking about roadblocks, do not enter, turn around, don't go over the cliff type situation. It was like, are you kidding me? You know, I wouldn't even want to be intimate, let alone go without protection. Are you serious? So but that's not the, you know, I've run across, surprisingly, and this is in Atlanta, so you figure you have a lot of educated, articulate, successful women here who chose their career over families, and now they're in, and Bunny, help me out. Right now, the 40s are the new 20s for ladies. Is that correct?
I would say I look like I could be late 20s. Yeah, let's go with that. 40s is the new 20s. I'm all about it. I think that women now look better than they've ever looked in their 40s. I also think that, you know, in our geographical area, women take extra care to make sure that they always look the best that they can. But you've got me laughing because all I can think of is this 42-year-old woman that's hugely successful sleeping with a turkey baster next to her bed. So you've got me falling out about women that hit their prime and they're like, I have everything except a child. And I have my own views on that. And I occasionally am controversial, and I will say that once you hit 45, child, because you're not going to be there for their big three, you know, graduation, marriage, children. I mean, think about that. But, yeah, I actually look at people that, for very good reason, are unmarried, no children, and at this age range as unicorns. But then I question, are you going to be able to parent my child with me as well? Because, like I said, I'm a woman. I can teach my son how a woman should be treated, meaning, I know, he knows that if I go out, he asks the right questions. Is he nice? What does he do for work? Did he make you laugh? You know, my son asks all the right questions at the end of the date that I have, but I can't teach him how to be a man. I can't teach him how to do that. And if you haven't raised a daughter or a son on your own, I don't know that you have that mentality, and I hate to be skeptical, but it does make me have pause when I meet people in those situations. I would much rather meet somebody that has had their own experiences being responsible for another life. There's a lot that goes into that. On the other side, though, if you've been married three times and have seven kids, I'm probably not interested there either. That's a lot of responsibility. and I have to say, from stories I've heard, guys have dealt with this a lot more than the women have. The guys that I've talked to have said, oh, you know, she's a great girl. She's got five kids. You know, I can't get out. And when I can, she wants me to pay for the babysitter. She wants me to pay for her gas. She wants me to pay for dinner. And I feel for the men that are in that situation. I've heard about it happening over and over again, where, you know, when there's just too many kids involved, it's difficult to date somebody with that situation. Bron, have you ever met anybody that has an exorbitant amount of children that made you go, I just don't know that we ever need to meet even for coffee?
Oh, Bunny, you know, once you ask your boy, J. Bron, I'm going to definitely give you some crazy experiences. I ran across a woman online who had not one, not three, not five, not seven, but eight children. She was in her 40s. Two of the children were grown adults. So they're already at the house. That left six at the house. One child was a foster child. So that left, so we're talking about five. So the five were, and we're talking about ranges from three to like 17. And I'm like, just looking at you, you can get impregnated. I don't want to have anything. And she actually got kind of offended that I really didn't want to get to know her. And she said, you know, she thought it was like I was being prejudiced or had my own. I said, I have my own preference, and I just don't feel that you'll be able to spend quality time with me when you're taking care of six children. So, yes, I've run across that, and it's sad. But, Bunny, let me ask you, we got about 6 minutes left on our first show, and I want to ask you, what does the guys, when you ask them, why don't they have any children, and why did it never gotten married? What has been the response?
I actually get a similar response over and over again, and it's a respectable response, but it still leads me to have pause and a side eye. I just didn't meet somebody that I loved enough to get to that commitment level. And I've actually found men in their 40s that haven't lived with a woman in their life. And I don't want to be the first person that pisses them off by squeezing the toothpaste from the middle. I just don't need that kind of pressure in my life. And dealing with all the things like, I don't know, PMS. Like, this is the first time you've lived with a woman and dealt with PMS? No, I do not want to be your test tube girlfriend. When it comes to the kid thing, they have said, well, you know, I've never been married. So, therefore, you know, I didn't think it was right to have children without being married. Again, respectable. But still a little, it's just a little different. I just can't. I have found the personality types of those people are also a little immature and selfish, which all makes sense that they would have no children. And never been married. I think the two feed into each other. When you've never had to put another person's feelings before your own, or you've never had to make a priority of another life before your own, and that is what you do in a marriage, and when there's children involved, you become a little self-centered and stuck in your ways, and you can't truly understand compromise. To judge all those out there in that 40-plus no kids, but I just don't think that there's a market for me in that unicorn patch, because I like compromise. I'm a fan of being able to have a seat at the table and a voice in the conversation, and men that have spent most of their adult lives without having to factor in a female voice, they stay that way. I will say this. If I find out he's a mama's boy, never married, no kids, I'm all about it. I love me a mama's boy. I want to hear all about your mom. I want to hear about how she cooked for you, how she took care of you, how you mow her lawn every 2 weeks. That man, you don't have kids, it's okay, because you've been taking care of your mom. And that relationship is a very important one. And if you'll take care of her like that, that shows how you'll take care of women that you love. Just know that I'm going to be straight from the beginning. I'm not looking to date somebody until I'm 45, and I'm not going to be a 62-year-old girlfriend. I'm very upfront. I think there's a lot of people that are not upfront in online dating about a lot of things, for example, what they're really looking for. The sad thing about that is if you're honest about what it is you want, called on the carpet for being a liar. You'll never get called on the carpet for breaking someone's heart. If all you want is a night, you can find that girl that's all she wants. You want to find someone to marry? You can weed through all the crap and find the person that wants to get married. It's out there, but you have to have those hard conversations right up front. You wouldn't buy a car without test driving it. You wouldn't invest $30,000 into a vehicle without getting behind the wheel, turning on the radio. Do the seat heaters work? I'm taking it for a drive. How are the brakes? How the hell are you going to think about getting married to someone, having a relationship, without spending time with them, feeling them out, physically and mentally? So when it comes to the online dating and the 40-plus and all that stuff, my ultimate wrap-it-up, end-of-it advice is be honest and upfront from the beginning. You're going to weed through the crap, and you're going to get to what you want a whole lot quicker with a whole lot less headache and heartache. Bron, do you have any wrap-up advice for this fantastic topic that we're discussing?
OMG, did she just go ham? I mean, I am in awe. I'm sitting here listening to what she had to say, and I'm taking notes myself. First of all, she needs to get one of these. I'm telling you, she is just, woo, an applause. Your girl went in. I'm telling you, Bunny went in. She's speaking from the heart. That's real. That's rough, rugged, and raw right there. I tell you, you know, online dating is, I guess the wrap up on that is it's a crapshoot, you know. It's a hit or miss. Just be cautious and stick to your beliefs and you'll be fine. And as far as dealing with people that are over 40, never married and no kids, you know, that's also a crapshoot. Whatever reasonings or rationale they have for not getting married and not having children is their own. But you just hope that's just not enough baggage and drama that you want to deal with. So I just say, hey, just be cautious on all those different adventures and just be safe. And we're all grown and sexy adults here. So just, you know, just be safe and cautious, and hopefully you can find the person that you're looking for. But, hey, we got about 30 seconds left. Hey, I want you to get some – you got any shout-outs? You got anybody you want? Hey, why don't you tell us about the show we're going to do next week, Bunny?
Okay, so the show next week should be fun. We're going to discuss this new wave polygamy, polyamory. Oh, I'm in love with five different people. They all know about each other. We all have a loving relationship and swinging lifestyle. I've got a few stories of people I've met, and people are bringing it up early in the dating process. I literally have had two people in the past couple weeks say, how do you feel about polyamory? What do you think about polygamy? All I'm thinking is, why are you asking me this? You are disqualified. We're never going to meet. But I want to learn about it. I want to hear about it. I want to know why people think these things, why they think it's okay. What's the draw? I mean, I can tell you all the cons. I don't know what the pros are. I'm hoping that maybe somebody can chime in. I mean, I'm going to shoot down anyway, but we're going to talk about some fun stuff. Might get a little risque, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Bron?
All right. That'll be great. Hey, we're about to shut it down now, but I just want to tell you it has been a pleasure. You know, this has been our first inaugural Bunny and the Bron show, only on the 924 network. I want you to tune in, you know, next Saturday, but be on the lookout. Make sure you go to our Facebook page, Bunny and the Bron. You'll see the gorgeous Miss Bunny. You'll see some other dude who's on there. But anyway, but make sure you support us, you know, tell a friend. Make sure all my callers, hey, all the callers out there, really appreciate you calling in, all the listeners out there on Blog Talk. I really appreciate it. And, hey, make sure you tune in next Saturday. We're going to have a special on polygamy. And also we're going to do some Valentine's Day shout-outs. You know, where's your Valentine out there, Bunny? I don't know. You got a special Valentine?
I am not giving up the tape on my current situational status. Thank you very much. Maybe by then I'll have something to share. However, the rest is under wraps, and I do not have a ring on my finger.
You hear that? You hear that? But, hey, it's been a great show, and we just want to say thank you for listening, and please stay tuned and support the Bunny and the Bron show. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Good night, all.